This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
There's a lot of debate about deficits, whether they're affordable or whether it's fair to pass on hundreds of billions in provincial and federal debt to our children, or to what degree they actually stimulate the economy, especially in a period of positive growth. One aspect that's rarely mentioned is that deficit spending is used regularly to avoid accountability. Let me put that another way. If taxpayers were forced to write a check at the end of the year for their portion of the deficit, I think the level of scrutiny of government spending would increase dramatically. And we're seeing a great example in Calgary right now. Cities aren't allowed to run deficits, which means that unlike the provincial and federal level, increases in city spending have to be financed through higher taxes. And much of the burden has fallen on Calgary's business community, whose taxes are 3.5 times higher than residential property taxes. As the Calgary Herald reports, 8,000 business owners are facing double-digit tax increases as they're forced to make up for the tax shortfall caused by the massive drop in the assessed value of downtown buildings. Finally, the Calgary business community seems to have had enough and demanded council rein in the spending. Well, under that pressure, councils passed a motion to cut spending by $60 million, plus another $71 million in short-term relief in order to keep the hike in the business property taxes down. Not surprisingly, big government advocates are calling the cuts drastic, as if forcing someone to close their business because of a huge tax increase isn't. Of course, Calgary isn't the only city that has forced people out of business because of excessive taxes. Same things happened in Vancouver, but so far no broad outcry. Just businesses shutting down or the cost gets passed along to consumers in the form of higher prices, most notably when it comes to taxes and fees on new housing development. So back to the question. Do you think our casual attitude toward deficit spending would change if we actually had to write a check at the end of the year to cover it? At the federal level, that means over $1,000 per taxpayer. Do you think that would mean more scrutiny of government spending? My bet is absolutely. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.